FJW monitoring.
Thank you.
WDADX Mobile 14714. Good morning.
Indian River. VHST is there. Terrell, KJ5, HST, WG8W.
N8NXC Mobile.
K8SPW Mobile.
K8SPW, N8NXP.
Good morning, sir. Well, a little bit gloomy day, but not bad for driving. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good there, Shannon. I hope you're doing the same. Yeah, it is a little gloomy, but yeah, you don't have all that sunlight and blindness. Traffic's halfway decent. Just coming into Odin.
All right, you're ahead of me a bit. I just left the house about 3 or 4 minutes ago, but I'll be there by 10. It's usually not a bad ride. I looked all over for all my notes. I couldn't find all of them, but I've got the emails and printouts, so I'll try to find out what they're up to. I sure hope you don't ask me to put it in, because I just don't have the time this year.
No, I understand that. Neither do I. since I got involved with the ship on the board, I'm tied up with quite a few things, and then we're going to be doing some traveling, and got to meet the kids in 2 weeks, and do some babysitting so they can go to a wedding in T.C., and then we're getting into November, and they're taking a trip. We got to babysit for a week with the kids, so, yeah. And then we're into the holidays, so we're going to be pretty tied up. And we got the CPO sleeping quarters, all the bunks are removed, and all of the stanchions that were holding the bunks up. Now we just got to find the right tanks to put in there and start working on the lavatories to get those ready so we can have tours and scouts come and not have to leave the ship. Also have some stations for the employees. Kind of hard to run off the ship when you're busy. Hi.
Yeah, I hear you on that. Well, I've got repairs to do up at Ron's place on the plumbing yet. May entail changing the pressure tank. And I got trees to take down and trees that I've already cut down that I gotta cut up and move and clear path. After winter up there, I got oil changes to do on all of my yard equipment and snow blowers, and I got to do the same to all of her stuff. And then I got to do a service change at my son's house yet, and borrow a trailer and take Ron's tower from the UP down to my son in Mancelona, and then take the backhoe down there and dig a hole and plant that tower. Just running out of time.
Yeah, I hear you there. Well, the other thing I got hit with is I got a 30-year-old furnace. Finally causing some major problems, so we're getting a new one. But the only good thing about that, everybody is telling me, oh, it's going to be between $12,000 and $15,000. I can't believe what the bid came in at. Way under that. so I'm happy on that part. Well, I ordered it.
I didn't quite make out what you said there. You're getting a new what?
Getting a new furnace.
Oh, yeah, that's fun. Yeah, I did that downstate just a few years ago. So whoever got the house got a nice new furnace air conditioning system that was only about 5 years old. So they got some time on it. And I put all new plumbing in that house, all new electrical. And it was freshly painted and spotless when I left. I don't know what is with this vertical striping siding they're putting on buildings here in Indian River, but it's ugly. They just built a four-story monstrosity right on the river at the bridge. Apartments. And they got vertical run siding. Multicolors. Ugly as heck.
Oh, that's their new bar. Not just housing, but that's supposed to be a new bar there. Nightlife coming our way. Just never know. Yeah, I can't complain about my furnace. I got over 30 years use out of it. And Tony says he did much better than most people.
Well, it's all in the brands that you buy. And you get what you pay for. I know when I did mine, I bought the best, and I got the 90 plus. Oh, my God. People don't know where they're going. No signals, no nothing. Gotta love it.
No, that's because the car didn't come with it. Hi. Yeah, actually, they just don't know what they're doing half the time. When we bought our store, Alice told us, just remember when they go on vacation, they leave all of their scents behind. Hi. Yeah, it's been an interesting summer, too. We've had some real winters around our town. But we got by so far. Now we're on the downward. Most of all the big activities are done, and it's kind of slowing down, and we're regrouping and enjoying life, hi. NADNXT Mobile.
Yeah, Christy's got a lot of decorating done. She absolutely loves doing it. So I've been supporting her on that a lot. Putting up shelves and brackets and this and that. Helping her. So many years she wasn't able to do anything. And now she is. She gets a little frustrated. She can't get as much done as she'd like to. And it's like, you know, you got to pace yourself. But, you know, we're all the same when it comes to that. We set our goals too high, I think. Alrighty. I made it to M68 headed west.
Yeah, we got a much better sounding idea on this one. I don't know where Drake found that one, but it sounds nice. Yeah. Well, as long as she's getting along and hasn't had any relapses, that's fantastic. That's what she's been through, so it's good she's got the energy to get out and try different things. Get back into the swing. Since we got the brand new director 2 weeks ago, things are looking up and it's finally starting to happen the way it should. Now the big push is the 20th of June. We've got a big 20th anniversary for the vessel arriving in Maniac City, so we're trying to get her pick and span for that and get some other things going. We really haven't had any person doing real fundraising, and this lady looks like she's got it tackled pretty good and is on her way.
Oh, that's good. You sound like you got a few more irons in the fire than I do, too. You know, I haven't turned on my HF rig in the house. I can't remember the last time I did it.
My biggest problem is I don't have an antenna at the house since I lost my big tree out front. And we've been too busy doing other things on the ship. We tested out the 7300 on the long wire, and it worked great. Real pleased with that. So I was trying to get some things time up in the mapping room to make some more contacts, but that hasn't worked out. Doesn't look like I will, but no. Such is life in the big city. Hi, hi.
KASPW Friday. Are we going to do anything for the set?
Because I'm going to be gone, I turned everything over to Adam to get it going. I can send you all the information of what's going to happen. It's pretty entailed this time. They're really doing a lot of wind length and contacts. I got to ask Matt if he's talked with Adam today and see what there is, if he's got anything going. But I'll be out in West Virginia when it happens.
Oh boy, West Virginia. My last trip there was to Wheeling, West Virginia, back in 1975 or 76. I had to take a load of chemicals to one of the wells, oil wells. I worked for Halliburton back then. I got a call from my boss at like 6 p.m. He says, get to the shop. We got to take a truckload of grout down there, and you got to turn around and leave as soon as you get loaded. I think I got there at 3 o'clock in the morning, something like that. Yeah, that was a trip. Well, I got a lot of vehicles off to the side of the road with flashing lights doing some kind of construction stuff. I might be a little delayed. It looks like they're sinking posts in the ground for reflectors along the road. And there's a couple of crews, and they're stretched out over almost a mile.
NHC Mobile Friday. Wow. Well, we've had a mess out of Maniac City, as far out as Mackinac Camp, Mill Creek Campgrounds. They've had the road tore up all summer. And I mean, when I say tore up, I mean like going down 6-8 feet deep and putting in drains and replacing all the soil. Of course, that road's been horrible. But it's not been good. Been one lane most of the summer. Sunday, we had a number of people, about 10 or 15, that got stuck out waiting for the traffic lights that they got running for the one lane stuff. They got held up 45 minutes. Come to find out, somebody at the campgrounds was stopping traffic and letting all the people leave the campgrounds northbound. So it messed up the lighting system and the back and forth system, something terrible. Just unbelievable.
Oh, that had to be fun. Well, I'm clear of that. Just passing the Kubota dealer now. Every time I pass it, I want to turn in there and buy one of those cute little mini tractors with a backhoe and a snowblower attachment. Something that would fit in my shed or garage. Hi, hi. I just don't have a spare 20 grand laying around.
Don't you mean a spare 20 grand for down payment? Hi, hi.
Yeah, roger that. Well, even the one Ron has, he bought, looks like 2002. Just a tractor, bucket, and snowblower was $30,000. Oh, and it came with the cap, too. So it adds up quick. I could probably sell that one and come away with pretty close to that same amount of dollars today, because it's got low hours on it. It's only got 520 hours on it, and it's been garage kept. So I got to change oil on that. I got to change the hydraulic fluid. The hydraulic fluid takes 15 gallons. That wasn't cheap.
Yeah, they're nice to have, but kind of like with horses on a farm, they're not cheap. You got to keep them up and keep them going. But yeah, for where Ron lived, that was more or less a necessity more than anything. You're right, you probably could sell and get the same amount back. 02 and 25, man, I can only imagine how much the prices went up.
My first new car back in 1971 was $2,995. That was a Mercury Montego with a 302 engine and automatic. You know how it is, your first car, you just love it. I seen one for sale at a car show one time. It was $21,000 or something like that. Wow.
Yeah, the first car I bought was actually a Toyota Land Cruiser, 1969. $3,200 out in L.A., man. Put $2,200 down on it, financed the rest. It wasn't bad then, but boy, I hate to see the price of the new ones and such. Solid steel all the way through with a Chevy straight six engine in it. It was a lot of fun. Kept it until 73 and bought the wife a 73 Roadrunner with it. Boy, was that a piece of fun. Everybody swore I had a 382 and it only had the 318, but the bad thing about the vehicle, the rear end was way too light for the power it had.
Oh, I remember them. My cousin Marge, she had a Super B six-pack, and it was that... Well, it was like a bright green, almost like the color green they put on reflective vests. Real bright one, almost a yellow green. Every cop in the city knew her well. She had gotten stopped a lot. Half the time they stopped just to gawk at her. She was gorgeous, and she worked it. Long dark brown hair, built like a beach bunny. She flaunted it, and she got out of more tickets. Last I heard, she was in California working makeup artist for the stars. Got a call from her in the middle of the night, like 3 a.m., about 20 years ago, last I heard. the memories.
Boy, life would be boring if we didn't have all those memories, hi. Craziness. Well, I'm here at the station. I'm going to go in and see if I can rattle Matt up and find out what's going on so we have a little bit of an idea of what we're up against. We'll probably be here in another 15, 20 minutes at the most?
Probably that or a little less. Just coming into Odin now.
Okay. We'll see you when you get here. Drive safe. N8NXC.
Roger that, sir. Kilo Alpha 8, Sierra Papa Whiskey listening.
KF8ENF Mobile.
Real. WGW.
NATO-LOU cell phone, 75 Mackinac City.
KF8 ENS monitoring. KF8 NF.
Afternoon, Bentley. NATO-LOU mobile.
Howdy, Drake. Where are you back on your way home from?
I've been working in Traverse today, so going home from Traverse.
Nice to get those local gigs once in a while, I'm sure. Good for you.
Yeah, I've got a somewhat local one tomorrow. I'm going to Leonoff. Or not tomorrow, but the next day. Thursday. Is when I'm going to Leonoff. That one's only about... just under an hour from, it is from my place.
Just under an hour this time of year, but yeah, you'd hate to do that trip in July, right?
We're not going to go there.
Well, I've been off the local grid for the last several days, was out of town. Did I miss anything?
There was a tornado yesterday in Antrim County.
Oh, wow, I didn't hear about that. I saw there was a big thunderstorm watch south of here, and I was going to tune in here to see if there was a weather net going on, but I was a little bit too enamored with the Lions game.
As it should be. Yeah, I was out and about yesterday, so I wasn't really able to be much help, unfortunately, but yeah, they had Skywarn going.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. I'd like to maybe take the training at some point. I've heard it's available at the local community college in Petoskey from time to time. That might be kind of fun.
Yeah, that's they do it once a year.
Yeah, I stumbled on the net once, not giving it enough time to listen, and threw out my call sign, and they asked me for a weather report.
Yeah, you have that. But anyway, yeah. Anyways, holy cow. Yeah, for the better information about the training courses up there, I don't really know when they're happening up there. If you if you hear Adam on here, he's the guy to ask about those.
Yeah, I've talked to him before. I'll try to remember to hit him up next time I catch him on the air. My buddy Chris, who I think I might have introduced you to a couple weeks back when we were all on at the same time, he took it many years ago, but he is not familiar with, you know, how the training is set up and who to contact and all that stuff. That's the same thing with the area EMS training for, like, Stop the Bleed courses and stuff like that. It's pretty poorly advertised, and it's really hard to find who you need to talk to, unfortunately.
Yeah, we've been trying to advertise the Skywarn stuff a little bit more and better, but it's not really... Yeah. we've got to find the better outlets. I mean, we've been trying to post it on, like, Facebook and stuff, but, you know, it just doesn't really get seen, unfortunately.
Well, I wasn't really pointing a dirty stick at you. I was. There's a lot of community things that go on that are offered through the community college here, and nobody knows where to go to figure out when they're going to be held, and I think that's more of a local issue with Emmett County and the community college itself. So, I remember back in the day when Facebook used to be the place to go, but so many of us have abandoned it for whatever reasons that it's really not that great of a resource anymore.
Yeah, I'm not really on social media that much anymore, so... Yeah, I'm not, that's probably the worst way to get a hold of me or to get my attention to social media, because I just don't pay attention to it, really.
Yeah, same. I abandoned it a number of years back, and I think I've been much better for it, so I think more people should do that and get back to the old ways of just, you know, meeting up and talking to each other. Go figure.
I agree with that. 100%. Wow, people do not know how to drive today. And people walking along the side of Garfield Road, that's not exactly safe? Probably not. I don't know.
Yeah, don't get me going, man. I drove through Metro Detroit yesterday on my way home, so I got my healthy dose of bad driving. Coming up US 23.
I hate driving in Detroit area. I mean, when it's not busy, I don't mind it too much. Like later in the evenings or early in the mornings, that's like the best time to go through there.
I'd say it's the least worst time to go through there.
That's a better way of putting it.
Yeah, and by the time I got through Metro Detroit, I'd already had a healthy dose of Ohio traffic all the way across the turnpike. So, that was just a nice capper. But, man, when you get north of Flint and go over that Zilwaukee Bridge and all of a sudden you're back in what I consider to be northern Michigan, that's like a huge sigh of relief.
That's for sure. All right, Bentley, I'm about to pull into the driveway here. Catch you later. NAVH, mobile.
And we'll catch up with you later. KF8, DNF.
NAPZT.
KDAEJ.
NAPZT, good evening.
NAPZT, KDAEJ.
It's coming in a little scratchy on my end here.
Alright, yeah, it's Kilo Delta 8, Alpha Delta Juliet. I'm portable actually in my basement right now, so I'm not sure how I'm coming in.
I got that one loud and clear. Yeah, I'm here in Indian River. I'm on the Sheboygan repeater.
Yeah, as am I. I'm up in north end of Mullet Lake.
Yeah, it sounded good. I just pulled into my driveway here, and I'm just ready to head inside. I've been down in Gaylord most of the day. Name here is Stephen. I'm here in Indian River.
Stephen, here's Derek. Just kind of had the radio thing here. Hey, just check in, figure I'd grab you real quick.
Derek, nice to meet you. I'm usually on the DMR side of things. Are you doing anything with DMR on the MI5 system?
No, I haven't gotten any DMR stuff yet. Maybe one day, but I haven't quite gotten there yet.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I just got a Yaesu system fusion handheld, and I've been playing around with that the last couple of days. In fact, I'm on it right now. How's it sound?
You're coming in full signal here. Sound good. Like I said, I'm sitting in my basement right now, and I'm on a bail thing, actually.
Yeah, good notes getting out of there. Yeah, I mean, I've got a mobile, too, for analog and DMR. A little more invested in the DMR side right now, but the system fusion is proving interesting. It's a decidedly different animal.
Yeah, I've been holding out on the DMR stuff. Eventually, one day, do a debate of a good unit.
Yeah, I like the digital. It's really clear. C4FM is also very clear. I tried some of the Wires X room stuff, and at least the one down in Gaylord on the 147-12 machine, they got a good setup there for that. I'm here in, I'm probably too far away from the Petoskey machine to, I can bring it up, but I can't really access any of the digital rooms on it just because I'm too far away. If I had a mobile unit of 50 watts, I probably could, but I got the handheld and it's adequate for now.
Yeah, I got a, right now I'm running a Yaesu, I think it's 2980 for my accumulator. I just moved up here trying to get my HF system up there running and found out my, my antenna is not doing so great. So, gotta do some repairs to that.
Oh, well, I'm sure you'll get your radiator taken care of there. But, sometimes heat lines have to be checked or connectors have to be replaced. All different things. You talking on a on like a home base antenna or a mobile?
Actually, right now I'm operating a tail thing HF HT here.
Oh, okay. Let's see which one you got.
It's the one right before the UF, the latest version. It's kind of one version older.
Okay, I'll have to look that one up. What was it, the UF something?
Yeah, kind of, like I said, one of those Amazon specials, so I just grabbed it. Just testing out. I just bought a little bit of it. Got it, I don't know, a few months ago, and decided to have it on while I'm down here working on my HF stuff. And eventually, I'll get a base station for 2 and 70 centimeter up here.
Yeah, I don't have any HF gear right now. I have in the past. I've sold it all over the years, and I'm slowly bringing my radios back back to life in my life here. The HF is going to be a fairly expensive sucker, so once I get my time payments paid off on what I've got here, we'll look forward to an HF radio that does all the stuff I want it to do, so I'll be taking a look at that. I haven't decided how I want to go there yet.
Yeah, okay, yeah, it takes time. I inherited my grandfather's HF equipment, Yaesu FE757GX, it's an older model, he's a silent key now, but, you know, it works really well. Had an issue with my antenna going on right now, so I'm thinking about building a random wire with a 9-to-1 on it, see how that goes.
NAPZT. Oh yeah, 757GX is go radio. Yeah, it's they're still good radios. My first one was an Icom IC731. I've had an FDH an H17ND portable. I've had what was that other one? The Yaesu. The 857D, the so I could just use the same. Actually, computers were written in the back of it. That was a time saver.
Yeah, eventually I'll move into something a little more, I guess, a little newer, but like I said, this is working for me now. But well, hey, I gotta run. It was good talking with you, good meeting you. It's great talking. Like I said, I've been sitting down here monitoring and, you know, just moved to the area. So great talking with you. I sign off now. I will hopefully talk with you later. 7-3, I'll be quit on your final. KD8 AGK.
All right, Derek, it was nice meeting you here. Again, I'm here, Steven, Dunn Engineer. You have a good rest of your evening. NAPZT, clear.